الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال الشيطان لما قضي الأمر إن الله وعدكم وعد الحق ووعدتكم فأخلفتكم وما كان لي عليكم من سلطان إلا أن دعوتكم فاستجبتم لي فلا تلوموني ولوموا أنفسكم ما أنا بمصرخكم وما أنتم بمصرخي إني كفرت بما أشركتموني من قبل إن الظالمين لهم عذاب أليم صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening over the receiver, I wish to discuss today the ongoing battle and fight between Shaitan, the accursed, and mankind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly mentions in various places in the Quran and Majeed, Allah warns us, Allah cautions us about this enemy of ours, and that is Iblis, Shaitan. Kana min al jinn, he was of the jinn. Shaitan is created of fire. He belongs to the jinn. He's not an angel. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made him and had given him the highest of positions where he was actually in charge of all the angels as well. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ He transgressed the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of us are well averse with the incident of shaitan when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had commanded the angels, usjudu li Adam, that you must prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, fasajadu illa Iblis. All the angels prostrated beside Iblis, beside Shaitan. Now Allah shows us in the Quran the defiant nature of Shaitan. But ulama and scholars have written that prior to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even putting the soul into Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he's mold, when he was still in the clay form, and before the ruh could be put in, this Iblis, Shaitan, he went around this mold of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He began to peep and peer at it, and he saw, before the ruh could be put in, that this person is hollow. There's nothing in him. And therefore it'll be easy for me to mislead him. So the ulama write that even before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam is created, even before man is created, Shaitan has this fitri shararat in him. He is insidious by nature. He's wicked, he is cruel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives Shaitan a title in the Quran. Allah says, Al-Khannas, the slinking prompter, the one who insinuates and then he retreats, comes back, he whispers something and then he runs away. He comes very stealthily, he comes very secretly. In the hadith it is mentioned that Iblis squats on the heart of man. He's got a snout and he waits for that opportune moment to cast an insinuation into man's heart. So right from even before the creation of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Iblis has a sinister nature in him. He's got sinister plots in him. He wants to mislead. He's full of shararat. And when Adam alayhi salam is created, Allah commands to make the sajda, he refuses. Aba wastakbara. Allah shows us the arrogance, the pride, the haughtiness of shaitan. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِين. You have created me from fire. You have created Adam from sand. I am greater than sand. Fire is greater than sand. I am greater, I am more superior to man. Why then should I prostrate before Adam alayhi salatu wasalam? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala became angry with shaitan, and we know Allah expels shaitan from Jannat. When Adam and Hawa are in Jannat, shaitan goes, he cannot enter Jannah. He's expelled from Jannah. He goes right till near the door of Jannah or the gate of Jannah. And now he begins his promptings. He begins his insinuations. He begins his mischief. وَقَاسَمَهُمَا. He takes a vow to Adam and Hawa. إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. Listen to me. I will give you people sound advice. I am a well-wisher to you. I will never mislead you. فَدَلَّاهُمَا بِغُرُورٍ. غُرُور. Deception. This is the nature of Iblis. He beguiles man. He deceives man. He misleads man. So we know what happened. He said, do you want to eat from that tree which will enable you to live forever in Jannah? Shadratul Khuld, the tree of perpetuity. And of course, we know when they partook of that fruit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then expelled Adam and Hawa. And Allah warned them that this Iblis, he is your enemy. Aduhum mubin. He's an open enemy. Iblis then begs Allah to give him respite. Anzirni ila yawm yub'athun. Give me respite till the day of Qiyamah. And for what? He says, فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. You have deprived me of your mercy by taking me out of Jannah. I am misled now. Of course, shaitan had every chance to bow down to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. He refused. Aba wastakbara. He was proud. He was haughty. Shaitan knew. Shaitan had knowledge of Allah's supremacy, Allah's power. He knew about Jannat and Jahannam. And therefore, from the words of the Quran, we can understand, he says, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ. I will most certainly sit in their path, in man's path. Which path? صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, your straight path, which man wishes to tread on. So he knows that Allah's path is al-mustaqim. He knows this is the right way. Despite having the knowledge that Allah's way is al-mustaqim, the straight path, he still shows his defiance. And his only intention, determination, resolution is to mislead man. I will sit, Mufassirin mentioned, when a person is going to sit on somebody's way. In other words, he's not going to leave that person. He's going to adhere, he's going to cling to that person. And exactly we find that shaitan then says, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. He says, I will certainly go to man from his right hand side. From before, in front of him. Then from behind him. From his right hand side. From his left hand side. These are the four directions in which shaitan assaults man. This is how he attacks man. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I will come from in front of him. Mufassirin and the ulama write that he will come and he will cause doubt in a person's mind, shubuhat, with regards to akhirat. We all are proceeding towards Akhirah. So Akhirah is in front of us. So shaitan comes in that way, in that direction, from that direction. And now he tries to mislead man. He brings doubts in man's mind. He makes him believe that Akhirah is something very far-fetched. Resurrection is something very far-fetched. What you worried about Qiyamah? What you worried about Al-Ba'ath Ba'd Al-Mawt? Then he comes from behind. Dunya is behind man. He now tries to seduce man and tempt man, lure man. As I mentioned, he has a very insidious nature. And shaitan comes and he talks about the beauty and the glamour of this world. And he tells you to get to indulge in all the things you see around you. Why are you wasting time about ibadat and akhirat? You have this beautiful dunya. Look at the embellishments of this world. Why don't you enjoy yourself? Then he attempts from the right hand side. Ulama say he comes from the way of hasanat. He tells you, what are you wasting your time performing so much of salat for? You're making so much of tahajjud, and you gave for hajj, and Ramadan, you're keeping roza. Sometimes, whilst a person is engaged in those ibadat, shaitan prompts him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, there is one shaitan, remember shaitan Iblis, the one who was thrown out, has a family, he has a progeny, dhurriyah, Quran mentions. So his entire family is all under him. There is a narration that every day in the evening, shaitan has a throne on the sea. And his entire progeny come. His children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They come and they give a report back of how they tried and attempted to seduce man on that particular day. Somebody would come and he would say that I made that person steal. You say, no, 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 you've done nothing. Go away. The next one would come, I made that person lie. You say, no, 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 nothing. Like this, each one will come and inform Iblis about their actions for that day. The evil, wicked actions. Until finally one will come. You say, you know what I did? I caused a friction, a disunity between husband and wife. Then shaitan will say, ha, ha, that is what I was desiring. So this is his nature. He wants to see man being disunited. What is his ultimate goal? He wants us to become the inmates of Jahannam. إِنَّمَا يَدْعُوا حِزْبَهُ لِيَكُونُوا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ What is shaitan's call? Shaitan invites man to be an inmate of the burning fire of Jahannam. This is his da'wah. This is his invitation. This is his call. What is Allah's call? Wallahu yada'u ila dari salam. Allah calls us to the beautiful house of peace. Darus salam. Where there's no work, there's no toiling, there's no noise. It's just peace, serenity, tranquility, enjoyment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions so clearly, أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Those who follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who become part of the group of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the party of Allah, then they are successful. But those who follow the footsteps of shaitan, and we have been cautioned, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ O believers, do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Why? فَإِنَّهُ يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ He will command you, he will prompt you to do evil, obscene, lewd actions, immoral actions. He will cause you to do filthy actions. He will cause you to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan will trouble a person. Person is making wudu. And this one shaitan, as was explaining, his name is Walahan. He comes. Person has washed his face thrice already. And as he's about to wash his hand, he will now cast a whispering, Did you wash your face properly? I think one more time you should wash your face. Remember, if you haven't washed your face, it's fard of wudu, wudu won't be complete, your namaz won't be valid. The man washed his face thrice completely already. What is shaitan's mischief? What is his plan? What is his ploy behind this? He wants you to waste water. He wants to disturb you, distract you. He wants to make your life miserable. He wants to delay you for your salat. Mala Yaqub Nanuti rahmatullahi alayh. He says, there was one stage in my life when I was making wudu and shaitan would come. And after making masah of my head, I would be busy washing my feet, shaitan would come, prompt me and say, your masah, you didn't do it properly, you made masah. So, he would make masah again. Like this, shaitan would continue until one day he realized that this is the mischief of shaitan, walahan. So now after making masah and as he was washing his feet, when this thought came to him, he addressed shaitan. And the ulama say, this is what we should do. Of course, not in front of everybody, the thing you're talking to the wall. So he addressed shaitan and say, yes, shaitan, you're very concerned about my being a Musliman and my making my wudu correctly and my salat. You're very concerned about it. I will make my salah just as I have performed my ablution, in the manner which I have done already. I'm not going to watch anything extra. This is the way you combat the whisperings of shaitan. Now this is a bimari, a disease, an illness which many people are gripped with. Now we're not going to digress and go into that direction. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, when a person is going through these whisperings of shaitan, which we term in Arabic as wasawis, waswasa, then a person should read, Amantu billahi wa rusuli. I believe firmly in my Allah, with all his names, his attributes, his qualities, his power, his might, his supremacy. Wa rusuli, and I believe in all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions in the Quran, when you are prompted by shaitan, fasta'iz billah, then seek refuge, protection in Allah. Remember, Allah is the most supreme. There is no person more powerful than Allah. He reigns supreme over his entire creation. Shaitan is part of his creation. Shaitan can never overpower Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has put shaitan in this test of ours, because shaitan has mentioned that I will sit on the straight path, I will come from all directions, I will try and seduce man, I will mislead him. Allah wants to see how strong we are, whether we are returning to Allah or not. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ and say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. Seek Allah's protection. Seek Allah's shelter. Seek Allah's support. Seek Allah's aid. When Allah assists a person, there is nothing for him to fear. There's nothing for him to fear. One alim asked his student, they tell me, if you are prompted by shaitan, and shaitan casts his insinuations and whisperings into you, what will you do? He says, I'll fight him. I will combat shaitan. I will argue with shaitan. I will debate with shaitan. He says, this is going to be a very difficult, a very daunting task. And in the end, you're going to be overpowered. Then the sheikh or the ustad gives him an example. He says, if you are going somewhere, and suddenly you come across some land that you have to pass by, in which there is a huge flock of sheep. But guarding that sheep is a very vicious dog, which is not allowing you to go past. Each time you try to go past, it barks at you. And if you attempt to go past, it's going to attack you. What are you going to do? So this person, the student said, well, then I'll fight him. Probably he was doing some wrestling or whatever. He said, I will wrestle this dog and I will fight this dog. The sheikh says, no. I'll show you something more easier. He says, what is it? He said, seek the assistance of the owner of the dog. Call out to the owner of the dog. The moment you get the owner of the dog, you alert him. And you tell him, my brother, I need to go pass. And I'm scared of this dog of yours. So immediately the owner of the dog will reprimand the dog and the dog will behave and you'll be allowed to go pass. Shaitan is the dog of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dog that was cursed, thrown. So the moment Shaitan is trying to attack you, fasta'idh billah, then turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek His guidance, seek His protection. When a person performs salat, shaitan comes again. It is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when adhan is called out. In other words, the dhikr of Allah is made. Invitation towards the greatness of Allah is made. Then shaitan adbara. He flees, he runs away very far. The moment adhan terminates, he comes back. Now he's waiting for a chance to mislead man. When iqamah is called out, shaitan runs away again. Therefore I mentioned that Allah regards him as al-khannas. The one who comes and then he retreats. Comes again and he retreats. The slinking prompter. He sneaks in. And then when he is going to be attacked, he escapes. Once iqamah is over, salat begins. Now he comes. Now he will come and insinuate and cast whisperings into a person's heart and he'll make you forget the number of rakats you have performed. You perform three, he'll say, have you read three or two? Now you'll begin to have this waswasa. Now you're not sure. Now you become overwhelmed. So this is the promptings of shaitan. Therefore, as a general rule, we seek Allah's protection against shaitan. There's nothing for us to fear. There is nothing for us to fear. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when shaitan says, I'll come from in front of man, from behind him, I'll come from his right hand side, I'll come from his left hand side, and I will cause him to get involved in filthy, immoral actions and sins and vice and evil. Allah says, إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Shaitan has no might, no power, no strength whatsoever over the believers. Yes, those who become his friend, those who follow the footsteps of shaitan, those who become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which in Arabic we term as al-ghafla. This is one way in which shaitan, or one door he uses to attack man. Ghafla. Man becomes heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore in one verse Allah says, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ. Whosoever draws away from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, نُقَيِّضْ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. Then we depute a shaitan for him that becomes his very close friend. In another verse, Allah talks about this person on the day of Qiyamah, he will curse himself. يَا لَيْتَنِي بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُ بُعْدَ الْمَشْرِقِينَ فَبِئْسَ الْقَرِينَ. How evil a friend this person was. He misled me. He wasn't a good associate. He was an evil prompter. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the strength and courage. That is nothing for us to fear. In one hadith it is mentioned that when shaitan was given this respite till the day of qiyamah to mislead man, shaitan promised Allah, as long as man has got life in him, he's got ruh in him, I will mislead him. I will cause him to commit sins and disobey you. Allah takes a qasam on his might, his power, his supremacy. Allah says, O shaitan, as long as man has ruh, has life in his body, I will never shut the doors of tawbah for him. Therefore, the Quran talks about tadhakkaru. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. If for some reason, and we all slip, we all make mistakes, we all make errors, we all human beings, we all are sinners. The moment this happened, تَذَكَّرُوا, we remind ourselves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaqiq Balkhi rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say, every day, I picture shaitan coming. and trying to mislead me. He comes from the front and he says, oh, Shaqi, you're such a pious person. What are you making so much of tawbah for? Allah is Ghafur Rahim. Happens to us many times also. He says, then I remind myself of the ayat, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَّارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَىٰ. Allah says, I am most forgiving for the person who turns to me. So I have to turn to my Allah. I have to first make tawbah for Allah to forgive me. He says, they come from behind me. He says, oh, ho, ho, Shaqiq, what about your children, your family? What arrangements have you made for their future? الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرَ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. This is the false promise of shaitan. What does he threaten man with? Shaitan promises, he threatens man with poverty. You're going to become poor. You need to become more occupied in amassing wealth. You shouldn't waste your time in the masjid. You shouldn't waste your time performing salah. You shouldn't engage yourself in dhikrullah and tilawat of the Quran. What are you talking about, sunnah? Your family is going to starve out of poverty. الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. He commands you with fahsha. Mufassirin say here means to be a miser. He wants you to be stingy. He does not want you to spend on others. And he threatens you and he warns you, if you're going to spend on others, then you're going to become poor. And what is the promise of Allah? وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. Allah promises you maghfirat. Allah wants to forgive you. Allah has got fadlan, surplus. Allah got His grace, His honor, dignity that He wants to bestow upon you. Allah is so kind. In one verse of the Quran, which I mentioned right in the beginning, and we'll terminate, there's so much more that we could say. When we have the group of Allah, the party of Allah, Hizbullah versus Hizbu Shaitan, and we compare. In fact, in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي. Man, Allah addresses mankind. Allah says, oh man, you are actually taking shaitan and his progeny as your bosom friend. Besides me, you have discarded me. Allah reminds man indirectly. Allah says, it was because of you, oh man, when shaitan refused to prostrate before Adam, your father, I became angry. It was because of you that I made shaitan my enemy. Now that same enemy, because of you, I broke my relationship with shaitan. I made him my enemy because of you. Now you are making the same enemy of mine as your friend, your wali. On the day of Qiyamah, and we end with this, when the matter will be decided, when Allah will put the people in Jannah into paradise and the people of Jahannam into Jahannam, Allah give us Jannatul Firdaus. Shaitan will stand up and say, Mufassirin have written various explanations, they say, Shaitan will have a pulpit, a member made of fire in Jahannam, and the people of Jahannam will go to him. Ibn Kathir rahmatullah mentioned this. They will say, look at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He has interceded on behalf of his people. And now they enjoying the beautiful bounties of Jannah. Why don't you intercede on our behalf? Because he was the leader. The party of Shaitan. They followed him. He was the leader. What does Shaitan reply? Inna Allah wa'adakum wa'ad al-haq. Now he puts his hands up. He says, listen to me. Whatever Allah had promised you in the world, that was true. I made promises, but they were all false promises. I lied to you. I deceived you. Allah talks about shaitan, another title, Al-Gharoor, one who deceives a lot. وَمَا كَانَ لِيَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانِ. Shaitan said, don't blame me. I had no special power and authority over you. Yes, I had the power to cast whisperings into you. But I did not compel you. I didn't hold a gun to your head. I didn't force you. إِلَّا أَنْ دَعُوتُكُمْ. I just invited you. فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You happily responded positively to my call. فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me today. Blame yourselves. I cannot help myself. I cannot help you. The exact thing happened in the battle of Badr. And the battle of Uhud also. In the battle of Badr, Shaitan came in the form of a human being. In the side of the enemy, the disbelievers, against the Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. and he was telling them how to fight the believers, and he was causing friction amongst them. But the moment when Allah's divine nusrat and Allah's help came, and read about the Battle of Badr, when the angels came down to assist the believers, the Sahaba, before a Sahabi could even attack his enemy, he would find that his neck could be locked off. And that was because of the whipping of the angels. And black marks were seen on their necks later on. When Shaitan saw this episode and seen on the Battle of Badr, فَلَمَّا تَرَأَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَكَسَ عَلَىٰ قِبَيْهِ He began to retreat, he began to flee the battlefield. People say, where are you going? You promised us. They thought he was a leader of another group of people on the outskirts of Makkah who came to the assistance, the mushrikeen. That's what they thought. He says, no. Inni ara ma la tarawun. I can see what you cannot see. Inni akhafullah. I fear Allah's punishment. But he doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same thing in the day of Qiyamah. He says, I cannot assist you. Now you cannot blame me. My respected brothers and elders, Allah has given us a chance. Let us become Hizbullah in the party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The month of Ramadan is coming. Prepare from now. It is not difficult. We seek Allah's protection, Allah's refuge against shaitan and the promptings of shaitan. May Allah ta'ala protect all of us from waswasa. May Allah ta'ala give us hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.